resurrection morning for Jesus. All the Gospels highlight Jesus' post-resurrection conversations with his disciples and followers, but only Luke highlights a conversation that happened 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. To put it another way, a fire started 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. No buildings burst into flames, no property was damaged, no one was trapped, and no lives were lost. But the heart of two people caught on fire in a conversation with the resurrected Jesus. As someone once said, get on fire for God, and men will come watch you burn. Fire needs no advertisement. When people hear the fire engines, people look for smoke. And 7 miles outside of Jerusalem, on a road heading towards Emmaus, two hearts caught fire. Let's look at the story. This is in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 34. Two of them were going that day to a village named Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you're walking?" And they said to him, "The things about Jesus, the Nazarene, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things have happened." Jesus said to them, "O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and then to enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, Jesus explained to them the things concerning himself and all the scriptures. They urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it. And breaking it, he began giving to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning with us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining scriptures to us?" And they got up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found together the 11, those who were with him, saying, "The Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon." I've been reading a sermon a day for almost 30 years. It's a practice I picked up when I started pastoring. One of my favorite preachers is the great Baptist preacher, Vance Havner. In one of his sermons based on this story, Havner gives four characteristics that happen to someone who has a genuine experience with God. First, their experience is based on scripture. As Luke 24:27 tells us, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. Men who part company with the Old Testament also part company with Jesus. Moses wrote Genesis and Jesus promoted Genesis. Second, it stirs the heart. Luke 24:32 says this, "They said to one another, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scripture to us?'" You see, a genuine experience with God has its foundation in the Bible, not in our feelings. Although that does not mean our feelings aren't affected, we're not saved because we feel saved, but being saved makes us happy. As Havner said, there was never a real revival that did not produce heartburn and hallelujahs. Third, Jesus shows up at their house. They urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. And when he reclined at the table, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Men stop at the Bible or they stop at feelings, but if it's real, it goes home with you. A genuine experience with God affects your home life, not just your church life. Finally, it sends them back out to tell others. Read how the two men responded after Jesus disappeared. They got up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon." They began to relate their experience on the road and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread. And as they told the story, Jesus showed up again. Listen to these words in Luke 24:36. While they were telling these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." What a great grid for a genuine experience with God. It's scripture-based, it's heart-stirring, home life affected, and you can't stop talking about it. People need to experience Jesus, not church. As Havner said, Sunday morning Christianity is the greatest hindrance to true revival. I think it was all God's plan that those two men's hearts burned 7 miles outside of Jerusalem, not in the temple, not in the church, not in the Mecca of Judaism and birthplace of Christianity, but 7 miles outside a fire burn, meaning God can set us on fire wherever you are.